Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Have you seen Junior's grades?
Is that what comes next?
No, it just as that ended, that popped into my head. For no reason whatsoever, except that it's Friday, and I'm going to let every random thought occur to me that wants to. Oh. Hello, Friday.
All right.
Ha, hoo, hee. You got big plans this weekend?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No, we've got stuff coming up for sure. We've got our big Halloween secret show coming up. I've got a birthday party for my kids. Speaking of birthdays. Oh, she's not there.
Yeah. She's not in. We can't lavish our love on her yet.
It's Yuzette's birthday,
when is,
everyone.
Is the birthday party this weekend for
Isla? It's funny. I just wrote her, the missus and said, when is that kid's birthday party? It's the 3rd. So oh. We're doing it the weekend.
So Saturday.
Right.
Mm. Did you have a lot of little friends coming over?
We're going to do it out of the house so that the little friends with their germs don't come in and sicken our newborn.
Not to mention every single doorknob in your house gets cake on it and sticky. It's so gross having kids at your house. Oh, children.
Agreed.
Ugh,
they're gross.
So sticky. Yicky.
The thing that she does now, which is almost like sand from the beach, but it's sand from the playground. They do this thing at the end of their school day where they play in the sandbox waiting for parents to pick them up. And
perfect timing.
It's either the sand gets emptied into the back seat of the car.
From the shoes.
Oh, I have all this in my shoes. Let me just put this here.
You'll get that later, I'm sure.
We've had to straighten out. Or, like this, well, actually it was last night. I'm walking and I feel sand on my bare feet and I'm like, okay, so now we're not only is it on the floor, but I'm moving it around.
Mm. Just bring it with you wherever you go. Vinny,
awesome.
Just do like the olden days. Take buckets of sand from the beach and pour them on the floorboards of your car.
You know what? As gross as that was and as bad of an idea as it sounds, that was the point, was just there's no fighting this sand battle. I'm just going to fill it up and be done with it.
I give up. Go
it
ahead,
worked.
Sand. Take over my life.
Till I tried to date a lady or two who were like,
yeah. It's like, really? There's sand in your car.
You have 4 inches of sand on the floorboard on the passenger side.
This is your problem-solving skill. I see. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get out now.
You wouldn't have hung with me, huh?
I don't know. It's funny. I definitely wasn't as anal back in the olden days. I don't know if I can put up with you now. But back in the day.
Well, now, I mean, of course we're
so, I know, we're so set in our ways.
We're all different now.
Right? No, I would have, I was just a lot more easygoing. Be like, sand, fun. Let's pour some water on here and make sandcastles.
Oh my God. Anyway, so yes, this weekend is just chill.
Mm.
Do some chores, get some surf in.
Oh, good.
I've got running to do.
Oh,
I've been behind
how's your
on my
training
running.
Going,
it's not
Vinny.
Going well. I'm behind.
Did you miss this whole week?
No, I went yesterday.
Oh, how long was your run yesterday?
2.5 miles.
Oh, that's a tiny little portion of the 13. And
right.
A half you
no, it was
run.
Just a, it's. I'm training. I'm working on it, but I'm behind this week for sure.
Birthday girl's here.
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday
to you.
Oh, happy birthday to
oh, you're going
to
sing this song, too?
I wasn't going to, but I, you know.
I gave her the look.
She do you want to perform for her right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
you're
hold on.
Perform. You know what?
What?
Not yet.
Don't do it yet.
What?
Can
oh, she's saying don't
not
do it
yet.
Yet.
Not
yeah,
yet.
We won't
wait,
do it yet.
Can you
not
wait?
Yet.
Because Vaughn didn't show up.
God damn it, Vaughn.
I
is he
know.
Here now?
No, I turned on his lights. I've been running around doing a bunch of stuff.
No, we can't. We got to wait.
Can you tell him that Vaughn's not here? Because I want to get
the whole thing?
No.
I'll just do like a verse and a chorus.
Don't
right?
do it.
Oh, my God. You printed out the words and everything for me. This is
well,
fantastic.
What do you,
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I know this one, but this is
you
great.
You do? You feel like you know it?
More or less, hey, sure.
I don't know it at all.
Oh. Can you wait a little while?
Yes, we can wait.
Because Vaughn hasn't shown up to work
and
yet.
And we want to get it on video, Vinny.
I do.
So that it's
so
forever.
I can watch it.
Stuck in people's faces.
Hey!
So. Hey! Well. So, hold on, hang on. When is Washaka going here? And I say coming. And is Washaka going here?
That's a good question.
About 8.
Ow.
So tell us about your adventures yesterday.
She's told me I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, neither are we. Get in here. We get it.
Get in your taxi at 7:30. You'll be here at 7:45. So okay. I'm gonna text her, but soon too.
Make sure she's
awake.
You are. So did you see her yesterday?
I did.
And
so I had Bryn dropped me off at the Hilton Hotel down the street.
Is that where she's staying?
That's where she's staying, her and her daughter, Chloe.
Chloe.
And so I just sat there waiting. I was texting with Vinny. I was like, oh, my God. I can't remember what I said, but I felt like I was going on a date. I felt nervous. First, I had
my back turned. I pumped her up. I gave her a pep talk.
I had my back turned towards the area she was coming in, and then I went, what am I doing? Turn around. Look, and then every time I'd hear someone, I'd be like,
so wait, you weren't in the room that you got for them?
No.
You were in the lobby?
I was in, actually, the bar.
Oh.
Don't worry,
Where else would she be?
Don't worry, drinks. I'm already here.
I thought for sure. The way I took it is you were in the room waiting because you said you were staring at the door.
Yeah.
And I assumed that
I was staring
at
the entrance.
Okay, got it.
And so I was just there waiting and then finally I see these two shadows and I'm like, she could tell I was like looking, moving my head. Is it? And she said something like, and across the room, she's like, come here, sugar. Come here. Get over here.
Nice.
And I'm like, and then, oh my God, I could cry right now. So I get her and I'm like, give me Hooman. Oh, so I'm hugging Hooman. Like I hugged her and I'm like,
oh my God, really?
Yes.
You totally ugly cried?
Did.
Like just full on noise cry.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
did it feel good to let it out?
Yeah.
Like this is your girl from from the day.
And was her daughter like, who's this crazy lady mom? What are we doing?
And then I look over, so I'm doing that crying with her, and Chloe's standing right there, and I go, hi, Chloe. And then so Washaka's like, oh my God, you're gonna make me cry. You're so cute. Oh God. And then I hug Chloe and I'm like, nice to meet you, Chloe.
Oh Jesus.
Oh, Yuzi.
And you know, I just cried for like 30 seconds and that was it. And then we went and checked her in. And then got up to the room. And I was not impressed.
Oh, with the room?
Yeah. And so I said, you know, we talked for a little bit. And I said, you know what? We opened up the shades and there are buildings.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah. Let me go talk to the dude. So I go downstairs, I always get everyone's name because I want to know who I'm dealing with and I want to deal with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Go downstairs. Hey, Andre, two things. There was a certain smell in the room.
Mm.
I go, when, you know, I don't want to be a bitch, but.
Bye.
But there are two things. One is the room. It doesn't smell fresh. Two is that we're looking at buildings. We know what these buildings look like. Can we face the water? Goes on, checks. Oh, if you want to upgrade, it's going to be blah, 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 blah. Fine. Great. So I go, we'll leave the room and go to the other room. So we were on the 21st floor. We went to the 18th floor.
Oh.
And we're facing the bay and it's beautiful.
Oh, right. Good. Oh, you're so good. I usually just don't even. I'm just like, okay, this is the room.
Does the
good for you? Know, they're gonna stay there. Sure.
The smell thing is the thing.
I don't know what the smell was.
Was it worse than our office?
No.
Nothing is worse than
our office.
Our office is unusable.
The ongoing saga of the olfactory offense.
We're slowly working on
it.
You can see we cleaned it out a bunch. So actually, girls, today I'm going to have you clean out the drawers.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, my God. Get right in there, girls.
Yeah.
Snuggle up with the smell.
I'm going to have you help with the office cleanup. Perfect. She's
happy
sexy.
Friday.
She's good.
She brings you cupcakes, and you would give her the.
Yeah, she did. Oh, I had a red velvet cupcake. It was so good.
Yeah, thank you, Chase. That's nice. Yeah,
I think Sarah was stuffing her face too.
You already had a cupcake too.
Sitting right at my desk, like she put it on top of my prep. I'm like, well, I guess I got to eat right that there. To get to my stories. I got to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so then we went. So hopped in a taxi and we went to. Pier 39,
mm-hmm.
because I found out Chloe, the day before, I found out she loves seafood.
Oh.
Like, loves seafood. I go, I know where we're going. We went to Fog Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Hooman and I have been there before. Fog Harbor on Pier 39. And I ran into Andrea Fox.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's our old promotions girl.
Yeah. I love that girl.
She was standing in front of Hard Rock because her company, Cumulus?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Another radio
shame.
Company. I know. Shame.
How dare you mention another radio company?
They're doing an event there at the Hard Rock.
Oh, okay.
So she was standing out there waiting to meet the whoever is handling the
shop now. I'm glad that jump went well for her because she had it made here. And when she left, she did good work for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent work. Well, great. Now she's a big boss over there of
good for her.
Promotions.
Good.
And we ended up okay too, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're right. all everyone's yeah. all right. We're all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're all right.
So we ordered this. It's called Seafood Tower.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Three
that
tiers
delicious.
Of seafood.
All fried?
No. Oh, none of it was fried actually.
Oh, I want the fried stuff.
No. Then you can't. No.
What?
So on the top was lobster.
Oh.
Lobster tails. There was fresh crab. And then the next one was like oysters, mussels, prawns.
Mm.
There was also crab ceviche and chips to dip in.
You like
terrible.
That?
Yeah.
You want that?
That sounds
when
good.
You hear that plate, you're like,
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, you loved it.
Oh, I loved it so much. You know what? I saw them. I follow them on Instagram. And
Fog
so,
City Harbor?
Uh-huh. Ooh, let me show you. Hold on.
Fog Harbor.
All right, everyone wait for
Fog
it.
Fog Harbor. Here, look at that.
Oh, it's just incredible. Fog Harbor.
Did you post the...
This is going to make you hungry, Sarah.
Well,
prepare yourself.
I'm satisfied by that cupcake right now, a little later.
All right, it's a lot. I'm going to go shrimp cocktail and be done, but...
Sure.
I don't.
I know. That's one of the reasons we would never get along, Vinny.
Oh, because of that.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Right?
Makes you hungry?
I mean, it just makes me so... I want you to be so, like, psyched about food as I am. But you'd just be like, who cares? I don't even want to eat. I'm just going to shove it in my head hole and leave. Be like, That's that looks delicious.
You want some of that?
So we got that
yes.
and some other stuff, too. So. And that
By
was
the
it.
Way, the missus wrote, because she's up, you know, she writes, Vaughn!
Yeah, Vaughn.
Is he here now?
Vaughn.
Oh,
no.
Has she heard you practicing the song?
Well, for the 2 seconds that I practiced, yeah, she heard it.
Oh,
and she was
weird.
Like,
oh, so you really put your all into my
well,
birthday
I tried,
present.
But how much time do you think I have?
You had
did she start
tons
singing?
Of time.
I didn't, believe
hey,
me.
Christina.
She did.
I'd like to say a message to Christina since she's listening.
Is she going to invite us to her house?
We'd like to be invited to your home. We'd like to be invited to see the kid. We'd like to just... see what's going on. We want to
these
see
are our dreams.
Home.
These are our wishes.
Is that harp in my head or is that real?
We want.
What's in your head?
We want to meet all three cats. We understand you have two new cats.
I don't know if I can be there that day.
I don't want to be there.
Check my schedule.
I want to meet the morning zoo. No.
I gotta check. See if I'm available.
Anyway, Christina, maybe you could like step up. Invite us, you know.
Don't invite us on Facebook,
don't
Christina.
Do Facebook.
She's got to have. I mean, if you don't have my phone number already, get it from Vinny.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna message you. Sarah's
that's weird.
Phone
my
number.
Phone
and
just
my phone number too.
Went away.
What happened to her phone?
His phone just hit
broken.
Him in the face and went away. It's so strange.
Anyway, Christina.
I want to be friends with Christina, and I think
just,
he keeps us apart.
Yeah, just he feel does. Like invite
oh,
us. To
oh my
stuff.
God!
Invite
I
us.
Keep you apart. Please.
And the girls are still really sad they missed your baby shower. They
you should
talk
see the look
about
on his face, Christina.
Daily. They talk about the
every
baby
day
shower
we talk
daily.
About how we
yeah.
missed out on
oh, my God.
Totally
that is ridiculous.
That.
We totally
sure.
grow up and sit in the office.
It's
we say because of Vinny.
Right?
Yeah.
We blame
yeah,
it all.
Right.
Don't worry. We blame everything on Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah, we know you're not the one.
As
we
far
know
as we're concerned,
rules
you're perfect
that out and
kind
you
of a. Like, you're a real trooper.
Yeah,
sticking
you're majestic.
It out with Vinny all these years.
You're like an angel. A dream.
You're a saint.
You're like a rainbow. Yeah.
You know, I brought this up.
You're the only one on earth who can handle this.
And this is what I get.
We don't know how you do it.
So if you ever wonder why I don't talk about you and the family, this is why. I mention you for 1 second, and this is where it goes.
Well, it's where it should go. Feel free to text me all morning long with... You know, things that refute any stories that Vinny's telling. Tell us the real
all
thing
the
that
lies.
Happened.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
How much fun he is to eat food with, you know.
Kill me.
How he gives you crap when you craft the perfect bite. Yeah. Me and you, actually, you and I should be in a relationship, Christina. It sounds like we'd be perfect for each other.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
And she doesn't talk much. She's not going to, you know.
She doesn't.
Not going to
want
to talk
right.
all day. We'll just sit together and watch great shows on TV.
We want to see your chair that holds all your clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
chair's
yeah.
The chair's gone. I told you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he said
you
the chair's
keep
gone.
Up.
Where does you, what do you have, like a elliptical
Vinny
in there?
Got rid of it.
Keep up.
All right. Well, anyway, that was our dream.
I'm glad that you guys had fun there. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
We know you're listening, Christina.
Start the show, everyone.
Well, hold on. Take line one real quick.
Not time yet.
Take line one real quick.
Oh, really?
Is it Vaughn?
Washaka? Is it you?
Is it you, Washaka?
No, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Give your kid the shout out.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, listen,
so
Michelle,
great.
It's Friday.
Nothing
we're
could
fantastic.
Go wrong.
It's yeah. my Friday, too.
All right.
That's good.
Yes.
I hate when it's someone's Tuesday and they're just like, shut up about your stupid Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, go ahead, say it.
Well, you guys are having too much fun. I wish I was there enjoying Musette's booth birthday with you guys.
Give your kid the shout out.
I'm going to join my daughter. So my daughter, Kim Lockwood, shares the same birthday as Musette.
Oh, lucky girl.
Birthday shout out to
Yay.
Her.
Oh,
and of course,
sweet.
She's listening. She's a loyal listener.
Happy birthday, Kim. All right. Thanks,
Yay.
Michelle.
Hey, why are you just being so sure with her? It's Friday.
Why did all?
She's all excited to be on the air. We never have people on the air anymore. All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Well, wait. If we're going to talk to her, let's talk. Michelle, where do you live?
I live in San Mateo.
Oh, San Mateo rules.
That's like the best town.
You ever go to the car wash right there by Hillsdale? And
Yes.
That's a good car wash. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. And is that your Whole Foods as well, or do you go to the Safeway?
That's my Whole Foods also.
All right.
Absolutely.
You ever been in the First Presbyterian Church of San Mateo?
Molly Stone, which is like down the street from me too.
Oh, I don't know if she can hear you or not.
Sorry, don't worry about it.
What feeds it? Utility? Hold on. Yeah, now they'll be able to hear you.
Utility?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead, ask her. Hold on. Hold on, Michelle.
Oh, go ahead.
You ever been to the First Presbyterian Church of San Mateo?
You know, I have not.
Oh, you got
it. Good girl.
That
a girl. That's a girl.
Not a girl. Not a girl.
Man, what happened on
yesterday?
No, you don't.
What happened on yesterday's secret show when I brought up a moment in church that I'm fond of was beyond like the spitting vinegar hostility vinegar out of some people on the show was shocking.
Yeah, people loved it.
People loved it.
It was shocking.
Oh my God, was shocking.
It was shocking.
I love was shocking.
Like, Jesus, what is wrong with you two?
I know. What is wrong with you two?
I just don't like it.
Oh.
I love it.
Yeah, Did Michelle you hear yesterday's it. Secret show, Michelle?
I love it. No, actually,
You got to go back and listen to it. It's pretty funny.
Okay. Yeah,
it's like it's super. It's definitely. It's definitely not
safe for kids.
Well, it's definitely
oh, no,
not
no,
safe.
Oh no, I know.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter and I went to the Halloween secret show last year. She was She-Ra, and I was
She-Ra,
the Day of the Dead. Lady in the white.
Yeah, we remember you.
Yeah, sure. I totally remember
Which
you.
One was that? Which one was last
that
year?
That was Fugazi, Club Fugazi, the Beach Blanket Babylon.
Yeah, Club Fugazi.
Oh, right.
Are you guys
right.
coming next week?
You know, I'm not. My daughter's trying to win tickets, but I already won the mixed ticks. So I have to wait 30 days.
Yeah, you got to wait. Well, Michelle, listen, happy birthday to your daughter. How old is she?
She's 34.
Oh,
today.
So you've raised another generation. Thank
Yay,
you. Great
thank
job.
You.
Yay.
She was only 13 years old when we started here.
Oh my gosh.
God, world.
God, time goes so fast.
Hey, right. Well, Michelle, hang on the line, okay?
Okay. I will.
Put her on hold.
Oh, well.
Isn't that nice? Well, happy Friday. I'm going to play cards tonight and go. We have, you know how we have our core five families?
Yeah.
Well, my brother and sister-in-law are invited to a Core 5 event.
Isn't that wrong?
I don't know.
I said you don't have to invite them.
Like, what are these two doing here?
Yeah. Well, I said to the girl who's host Sherry, I was like, you don't have to invite them. She goes, no, I want to. I'm like, all right, fine. So my brother's so excited. He's making all the drinks.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to make homemade margaritas and they're going to be amazing. I go, well, listen, there's 12 of us. You're going to need a lot of them. So no problem. I would do two giant pitchers
of them. Wait, so he brings the drinks to the house?
Yeah.
Pre-made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like pitcher?
Apparently so, yeah. Like he's going to make two giant, like we have one of those dispenser things. Uh-huh. You know, so you.
Weird.
He'll fill that thing up and.
What happened with his job interview?
Oh, yeah.
His, it's going, well, he got a job in Petaluma. So he's been working for that, you know, the woman who, so he's been doing hourly work for them and they're throwing a lot of work his way. So that's,
oh, great.
That's great. But there's this company, I guess they're like a placement company and he's.
Glassdoor?
No, it's not them. But he's he talked to the VP yesterday. It went really well.
All right.
He's psyched. He's got a couple more interviews to go because apparently you have to go to 30 interviews now before you get any jobs in the Bay Area.
Right, yeah. What city is it in?
It's at the basically the ferry building.
Mm. Oh, great.
I know. It'd be really good. So he could ferry if he wanted to. Yeah. He could just take Golden Gate Transit.
Right.
It'll be really nice. I told him you don't want to drive in every day.
Uber?
Oh. No, heck no.
Lyft?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, those things.
No, get the drive out of your life if you can.
Right, just sit on a bus, you know, with your laptop.
Close your right here.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Get the drive out of your life.
From the gag community 67.
I didn't even catch that. Yeah. Right. Listen to Vinny. Yeah. Don't be a Vinny.
Trust me.
All right, KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, here we go. Getting right into the song. We'll be right back with the trash.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.